Ukrainian-American songstress Olya Fritz from a CD that really needs to get a lot more airplay here on Nash Holos. It's Zaprase Usne, Into Your Dreams, and that song was very appropriately, since we're into fall already, officially, and Osine List, Autumn Leaves. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу Наш Голос. Говорить Павліна Макуарі, дякую, що рішила перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, your host. Bokrinske, that's Paulina in Ukrainian, and I am delighted to have you with me. And whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in-flight, or to the podcast, a very warm welcome to you. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Natalia Buchok will be along with some interesting information about sauerkraut and a very traditional recipe for a comfort food, that being sauerkraut soup or kapusniak. Vasil Pavlovsky is back, and he'll be talking about Toot E Tom. Actually, he's got an exclusive interview, so you'll be hearing from the group and also lots of Toot E Tom music during the next hour. We'll also have an interview with Ken Kachmar of Bowen Arts in Edmonton, and we'll be talking about the 2011 Cross Canada Ukrainian Show Tour, Talents of Ukraine, and we'll have details of the ticket draw for some free tickets for lucky listeners to the Vancouver show, as well as the podcast. So stay tuned for that. And we've also got Keith Perron with Ukraine News Outlook, Proverb of the Week, and other items of interest, as well as great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, from Toronto, we have Zubrivka from their CD, Znovu Vdoma, Home Again. And we're going to keep it a little bit mellow for right now, but don't put away those dancing boots, because you'll need them for a little later on in the show. But right now, here is Zubrivka with Oy Harna Ya Harna, I Am So Lovely.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
Молодо.
Okay, I did warn you that you'd need your dancing boots, and that was Tutti Tom from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, from their CD Aj Doranya. That's their second one, and that song was Mau Yaraz Divchinku, Once I Had a Girl. And before them, you heard Oksana Mucha from Lviv and Nakameni Nohemeyu, Washing My Feet on the Stones. And now, Ukrainian food flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo! Welcome to Ukrainian food flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today, one of my favorite soups, kapusniak, or sauerkraut soup. Maybe it's still a bit early in the fall, but this is a soup you'll enjoy on cool, crisp days and cold, blustery evenings. It's a comfort food type of soup. Now, you might be thinking that sauerkraut soup does not sound very comforting, but trust me, this is a cold weather keeper. I'm so glad that Olha included it in her cookbook. Let's see how she goes about making her kapusniak. Personally, I love taking the leftovers of a nice spiral ham and using the ham bone as the base for this soup. Olha suggests using the pigtail. You can also use ham bones, spare ribs, or pork hocks. And if you're not a pork eater, you can use either chicken pieces or chicken base. Add water and bring to a boil. Drain and rinse the meat. You can dice some of the ham at this point if you wish. Cover the meat, including the bone, with water, bringing it to the boil once again. Simmer for half an hour. While your ham bone or ham hocks are on the boil, sauté one or two diced medium onions in a little butter or vegetable oil. Once the onions have softened, add them to the simmering broth along with some vegetables. I like to add a stick of celery finely diced and two medium potatoes diced. Season with salt and pepper. In the meantime, take 1 liter of sauerkraut, add water, and bring to the boil. Once it's come to the boil, drain and add the sauerkraut to the pot of broth and vegetables. You can flavor with parsley or dill if you wish. Now, using pork fat or lard, you're going to thicken the soup. Melt the lard, adding 2 tablespoons or more of browned flour to form a paste. When it turns golden in color, add cold water, mix, and pour into the soup. For a low-fat alternative, which is my preference, I take 2 or more tablespoons of browned flour and add liquid from the soup. Stir quickly so it does not get lumpy. If you're having trouble with that, you can add cold water to make a paste with the flour and then add the hot broth. Mix together and stir this back into the soup. Simmer the soup for 1 to 1.5 hours. Adjust seasonings if necessary. Some cooks use sugar in addition to the salt and pepper in order to adjust the flavor. Serve with a hearty rye or some other rustic bread. It's filling and delicious. Tune in next time for a Martha Stewart moment, making your own sauerkraut. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, asking you, on a cold winter evening, will it be borscht or kapusniak?
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Pidraziuk-Molnar here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. On the second weekend of September, I caught up with a band called Tutti Tam for an interview at the Montreal Ukrainian Festival. The band's name translates as Here and There, which happened to be a popular series of school books for learning Ukrainian published in diaspora. These are individuals who are full of energy, and it seems that whenever they are on stage, the grass in front of the stage got a good treading upon. The five-member band is comprised of John Dixon on guitars, Matthew Gruza, accordion and other instruments, Carissa Klopuschak on fiddle and vocals, her brother Mark is percussionist and vocals, and Steve Kodak on bass guitar and vocals. I met up with them after one of their performances at the festival.
Dear listeners of Nash Holos, I'm sitting here with the group Tutti Tam, who hail from Saskatoon, and they're at the Montreal Ukrainian Festival. Carissa has been here for quite a while. Carissa has vocals and fiddle. It's not really classical violin, but we know she can play that very well. Carissa, maybe you could just give us a little background on how you guys came together.
Well, it's been about 10 years now. My brother Mark and John and I played in a band before. So that was a few years before the 10 years. And then we met these two fine fellows. Actually, we'd always known them too, Matt and Steve. And that's the only time you'll ever hear them referred to as fine fellows. And we got together, started playing some fabulous tunes, and stuck with it for a decade somehow.
So that's better than a lot of marriages nowadays. You've been together for 10 years now. You've got three CDs. On the first one, what's one of your favorite songs, I'd say, from your first CD? And you keep all the rhythms, so...
I do keep all the rhythms, sometimes.
The first album, probably one of my favorite songs is Nice Other Than I Am Kola Make a Medley. And again, kind of similar to that, the medley that we played last night, it's older tunes that as we were growing up, you know, our parents played us that, and we were influenced from a lot of different older traditional tunes, folk songs from Ukraine. And when we were putting together this album, we didn't really think of anything. We just wanted to get together, make music how we wanted to do it, and it just came together as that sound.
It gelled.
Yes.
It gelled.
Almost by accident, you could say. There was no preconceived idea of what we should be.
Now, in all traditional polka stuff, there's got to be an accordion.
That's true.
There's got to be an accordion.
Unfortunately, yes.
And, you win some, you lose.
The accordion gets no love.
It gets no love.
It gets no love.
Why not?
I don't know. I think I hold it down on the accordion. It's a very important part. Yeah. I mean, it is pretty easy to make fun of an accordion.
So all of you obviously have some musical background. From all trained or just mostly some of you self-taught?
Well, we basically, my dad used to play in a band called Maria back in Saskatoon, so I kind of grew up on, you know, some of their music, and basically most of our family, I believe, come from a very musical background. So we just kind of, I started out with piano, I'm sure you started out with fiddle, and we just kind of picked up instruments as we played, kind of had some jam sessions. We played and sang in a choir together back in Saskatoon. So
yeah, I think at some point all of us have taken lessons on something, right? Mark, Matt, and I were all in youth orchestra in Saskatoon, like classically trained on string instruments, and Steve used to take violin lessons too, but short-lived, and John took a lot of guitar lessons.
And went to one with, bigger and longer strings.
I think so, yeah, thicker strings, exactly. Still four strings, that's all I can.
There was one tune you played today. It had influence from something, and I just can't put a nail on it. Something I've heard sort of from the 80s. There was something.
Navasini?
Could it be Navasini? I think it was the breakdown of Navasini, which
is what?
Pretty similar to a song called Jesse's Girl.
And also a Blink-182 cover as well. It's kind of has
that. But it was something you did last night.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
I kind of went, I've heard this before.
A lot of the stuff we do, we want to take snippets of influences from all of our music and put them into a Ukrainian
context.
Ukrainian context, Ukrainian polka music.
Right.
I know John and I played in a bunch of kind of punk bands and some ska reggae bands, yeah. So we have a huge influence from that angle. I don't know, everyone just from their own music listening.
It's one of those things where we just grab them, like we get music from Ukraine and stuff like that, and stuff that we rock on our iPods. We use the traditional folk music, and then we just kind of make our own sound. We kind of throw in some reggae, like Mark was saying, ska, a lot of like different, you know, different genres of music, and just put it into the polka. And that's the stuff that we kind of came up with.
I think that's one of the big parts of Tutti Tam, though, too, is that everyone brings their own musical experience, and everyone's kind of an eagle in the band. So we all add to our songs. When we're working out a new song, everyone has some influence, and really, I mean, it comes out as our own because there's really no combination like us that that comes from such a unique musical background, I will say. Nice. Except Steve.
And another thing that's a major part of Tutti Tam, as much as we have a few tunes, like you've pointed out the Western Canadian Polka Medley and Zad Naim, we've got some definite old favorites on there that everyone would know the words to. But we sort of make it a point to try to find songs that people don't necessarily know the words to. Something like Oi, Bolete Mia Holovonjka, Lemko, well, even Chorna Rechka on the new album. There's quite a few tunes that are not as well known in the general population. And so therefore, it's something that we're really excited to listen to and to play. And we like to think that we're contributing to sort of the general knowledge culture in a different way.
This is Vasil Pavlovsky, especially for Nash Holos, in an exclusive interview with Tutti Tam. Next week, we will hear what guitarist John Dixon and bass player Steve Kodak of the group feel are their earmark pieces as part of Tutti Tam, and some wishes for you, the listeners of Nash Holos.
Tutti Tam from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, with a tune from their most recent CD. It is self-titled Tutti Tam, and a song that possibly could be described as a Ukrainian version of Que Sera Sera, with a few little typical Ukrainian twists. Of course, it is not the mother dispensing advice, but the grandmother being asked to dispense advice, and a few little variations. But still, kind of on the same in the same idea. And the song was called Chorna Redka, Black Radish.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, Ukraine calls for liquidation of nuclear weapons at United Nations. International Conference on Human Rights in Kiev. The Dumplings That Kill contest. We have this and much more. I'm Keith Perron. Ukraine called for the full liquidation of nuclear weapons worldwide. President Viktor Yanukovych told the 66th session of the UN General Assembly in New York City. Yanukovych also called for raising the UN General Assembly role in international affairs and the solution of a broad range of global problems. The modern world sets new, compounded, and increasingly difficult tasks for the UN. It is impossible to raise the efficiency of our joint work without comprehensive reform at the United Nations and its main bodies, including the UN Security Council, Yanukovych said. The Rada has ratified a protocol that allows Kiev to participate in European Union programs. A total of 324 out of 377 MPs registered in the session hall voted for the document. At the Ukraine summit in Brussels on November 22, 2010, Ukraine and the European Union signed a protocol for the partnership and cooperation agreement between the European communities and their member states and Ukraine on a framework agreement between the European Union and Ukraine on the general principles for the participation of Ukraine in European programs. The protocol says Kiev and Brussels agreed that Ukraine would be allowed to participate in all current and future programs of the Union open to the participation of Ukraine in accordance with relevant provisions in these programs. According to the document, Kiev will have contributed financially to the general budget of the European Union with regard to specific programs in which Ukraine participates. Representatives of judicial branches from across Europe gathered in Ukraine for an international conference on human rights. But as we hear from Alexander Malakhov, European and Ukrainian officials say Kiev needs to introduce better laws to counter the problem in Ukraine itself.
According to the latest statistic by the European Court of Human Rights, about 120,000 cases of human rights violation are awaiting an examination by the European Court. More than half of these applications had been lodged against Russia, Turkey, Romania, Italy, and Ukraine. Representatives of the judicial branch say half of these cases should be examined in their own countries.
Unfortunately, the procedure of civil action is not foreseen in Ukraine. Of course, the judicial system reform remains a top priority for the state in order to improve our human rights policy.
The International Conference on Human Rights in Kyiv gathered delegations of the constitutional courts of different countries. They say Ukraine remains one of those countries where courts are not fully independent. Thus, the Ukrainian citizens, unlike the European residents, have no individual access to the constitutional justice.
This will improve the human rights protection of all Ukrainians, and I'm sure will decrease the workload of the European Court of Human Rights.
In response to growing individual complaints, the Council of Europe has considered proposals to restructure the European human rights regime. Ukrainian authorities parallel Ukraine and Germany, saying that about 5,000 cases are pending in the Federal Constitutional Court of Germany. They highlight the importance of developing a judicial independence by the reform of judicial and constitutional systems. Overcoming these challenges, however, requires political will, which Ukraine is short of.
Politicians should combine efforts in order to reform the system of human rights protection in Ukraine. This issue should be beyond the political battle.
European officials say the human rights protection through the individual complaints mechanism is the crown jewel of the world system for protecting liberties, which is not fully set up in some European countries. Ukrainian politicians agree that the local courts are influenced by political motives or subjected to political pressure. They promise, however, to improve the human rights law. Law experts say major reforms in legislation and administrative practices are urgently required, as Ukraine is the only country among its European neighbors that is still struggling with human rights violations. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
And finally, a Ukraine dumpling eating contest to find the person who could eat 10 dumplings of dough balls most quickly went horribly wrong when the 77-year-old champion keeled over and died. The winner, Ivan Mandel, had just won his prize, a 1-liter jar of sour cream, when he began feeling ill. The old man got sick and fell to the ground, a witness said. The ambulance arrived when he was already dead. The doctor said he probably choked on vomit. The contest was held on Saturday in the southeast Ukrainian town of Tokmak as part of its City Day celebrations. Organizers struck back at the accusations that the contest had killed the man, saying that Mendel had only eaten 10 dumplings. He ate them, reportedly, in half a minute. Officials in Tomek refused to comment on the incident when contacted by local media, but said representatives had attended Mendel's funeral on Tuesday. Well, it's just like our mother always said, don't eat too fast. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukrainian News Outlook. I'm Keith Perron.
Bowen Arts proudly presents the Talents of Ukraine 2011 Canadian Tour, featuring the Donbass Professional Dance Ensemble from Donetsk, Inessa Timochko, solo violinist from Lviv, Svetlana Sasu, winner of the 2011 International Kvitka Sisik Singers Competition in Kyiv, and Yevhen Vaskin, winner of the All-Ukrainian Singing Competition in Donetsk. The tour kicks off in Vancouver Tuesday, October 11th at the Vancouver Center for the Performing Arts, then travels east to Vernon, Edmonton, Airdrie, Regina, Saskatoon, Yorkton, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, Mississauga, Ottawa, and wrapping up October 25th in Montreal. In Vancouver, taking the Talents of Ukraine at the Vancouver Center for the Performing Arts, 777 Homer Street in downtown Vancouver. Tickets from Ticketmaster online or call 1-855-985-5000. For more information, visit www.bowenarts.com. That's BOENArts.com. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. On the line with me now is Ken Kachmar of Bowen Performing Arts in Edmonton. He joins us to talk about his company and their 2011 Cross Canada Ukrainian Show Tour, The Talents of Ukraine, which kicks off in Vancouver on October 11th. Thanks so much for joining us, Ken.
Hi, boss. How are you doing out there in Vancouver?
We're doing great over here, enjoying a wonderful weather, as are you in Edmonton.
Yeah, beautiful weather.
Now, you've got a lot of excitement. I don't know how much time you have to enjoy it, because I know you're very busy promoting this tour that's coming up starting in October 11th here in Vancouver.
Yes, we have approximately 3 weeks to our start. We are in Vancouver on the 11th at the Center of the Performing Arts, and we have 12 shows from all the way from Vancouver all the way to Montreal. Pretty well every single day we're going. We have a day off in Edmonton, and then we have a day off way up in Thunder Bay. Like last year, because we brought Bierski in last year, it was a little bit of a difference because we did a lot more shows. A little less this time, but still it's quite vigorous.
Now, let's just talk a little bit about Bowen Arts and why you started to do this. There have been attempts to bring acts from Ukraine, and because I think of the geography, it's everything's so far apart, and it's expensive to get people from point to point. But you have started Bowen Arts a few years ago, and you had a fabulous tour with Bierski last year.
We did. You know, it was something that Canada really needed. There have been attempts before. It is a very costly venture, you know, bringing these performers from Ukraine. But you know what? It was a need. When we started with Bierski and we had a very successful tour right across Canada, we stuck to our guns and we said we were going to continue with tours from here on in, continuing with the tour that we're doing Talents of Ukraine now. And we are preparing for another show across Canada for next year, including the United States, too. And that's kind of a surprise for next year what's going to be happening. I've gone even further to that and taking Bierski now to Brazil and to China. So it's really expanded stuff for us and helped us in the long run here back in Canada. But I'm really excited about the Talents of Ukraine. We've got a variety of performers, all professional people. Donbass is from Donetsk. Actually, not too many people know about Donbass. They've been actually together as long as Bierski, a professional dance company, very different. And we have Anissa Timochko. Anissa actually lives now in New York City. She's from Lidio. absolutely fabulous violin player.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have two singers, Svetlana, so Sue from Kiev, and then we had Eugene Yevchin from Donetsk, too.
So the Donbass group, now you said they're a little bit different. How are they different?
Well, you know what? It's the Ukraine style, but it's a little bit different. Their dances are very different. You know, Opak is Opak, and everyone does Opak. They do mm-hmm. a sailor's dance, which mm-hmm. Obirsky does, but the interesting about this sailor's dance, they have women in it. So it's not only men. Poroshchi, like Virsky has, they have an opening Pervit. They're coming out also with a little bit of more comical stuff, different costumes. You know, you really need to see the difference, but like I said, it's exciting. I had a chance to see them. We had a chance going to Donetsk and recording them on DVD, and a super group, super exciting group, and something really unique for the audience to see.
So, but every bit is colorful and energetic is what we're used to.
It's always energetic. It's Ukrainian dance. And, you know, from the Pervit to the ending Opak. You know, we know what we're going to be putting on stage, and the people know what they're going to get, and it's Ukrainian dance. And the best part of it is a professional dance company again. And this is what we're striving to bring out professional companies back to Canada that Ukrainian, Canadian, or, you know, any nationality would not be able to see.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned that you're expanding, you're going all over the world, you're going into the States next year with your next tour, people have been skeptical. There's always been this kind of perception that, oh, it's too expensive, it's not going to pay, it's not worth bringing, especially the big groups, but even the, you know, individual performers, that it just doesn't pay, there's not the audience. You're proving that's wrong.
Well, it's you know what? It is a gamble, you know, and as I was always an entrepreneur, and, you know, I feel that, you know, it's something that's needed here in Canada, and the people need new stuff, new blood, new ideas and stuff like that, and this will help a lot. And you know what? It's like I said, it's a gamble. It's going well, and the way it's going to continue going well is if people would buy tickets and come out to the shows. Because if people come up to the shows, then of course we can bring these groups for next year.
Exactly. So some of the other performers, I mean, the Donbass is the troupe, I guess that's kind of the nucleus of your show, but you've got others like Ines. I've seen some of her YouTube videos, and I've got some up on the Nash Holos blog for people to see. She's amazing.
Really amazing. And that's what I mean. You know, the people have to come out and witness this, because we know a lot of Ukrainian artists, you know, across Canada, you know, playing the violin, but she is really amazing. And you know what? The interesting is that all of these performers, even Anissa, it's the first time in Canada for all of them. They've never been to Canada. And even Anissa, you know, she's all excited about it. She has some relatives in Vancouver. And she says, Ken, you know what? I'm so excited going to Vancouver. I see my relatives and whatever else. And it's exciting. It's fun, you know, and it's going to be a great show.
You know, that energy is going to be is present because I saw it at Vitusky last year's tour. And there's so much excitement in the air. It was electrical. So you've got Inessa coming, and she's going to be excited about her relatives. And you've got the other two. You've got Svetlana Sasu?
Yes, and she's from Lviv. Oh, sorry, from Kiev. She's from Kiev, sorry.
Okay. What's the story with her? She sounds very interesting as well.
Well, again, another singer that's an upcoming singer that has won a lot of awards, very well-known singer in Kiev, but the only problem is just we don't know these people here in Canada, but we will have a chance to know them once, you know, when they come out to perform.
Now, is she a winner of a Klika Sisak Award? What's that about?
It's like, for example, Ukraine's Got Talent or Canada's Got Talent.
And that is essentially imitating or emulating Klika Sisak, the late Klika Sisak from New York, her style of
yes.
singing, correct?
Yeah. Yes, very much so.
And then the male singer you have Han?
Yeah, same thing too. And we call him Eugene all in English, but yes, another singer, tenor, and again, winner of different competitions. And, you know, just to give some exposure to some of these people and to see the talents that Ukraine really does offer.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out about these artists?
very interesting. Donbass was actually recommended by Miroslav Bantuk-Frambirsky. When we started looking for more entertainment, and there's a lot out there, our goal was to bring in the top-notch groups from Ukraine, professional. And the first note that Mr. Vantuk had mentioned, he says, Ken and Bogdan, he said, go see Donbass. They are a professional group. They are amazing. We went from there on, and once we stayed and we knew they were the ones to come out, for sure. And then, of course, the other ones, Anessa, I know because I was in New York myself. I've seen her perform. I was at the Suzuka Festival down there. When I seen her perform, I knew that she needed to be coming out here. And in regards to the other two performers, Bogdan and Chiktishin, my partner knows them from Ukraine very well.
Fabulous. Now, one thing that's different about this show is that you have the other performers. When Virsky came, it was just Virsky. But this, the Donbass is a dance troupe as Virsky is, but you've also got these other three performers. So this is going to be quite a different show then.
See, and this is what we're trying to do. We're changing it up a little bit. Last year we had Virsky. This year we have Talents of Ukraine to have a little different artists. Next year, just to give you a hint, we're looking at dance and a choir coming in.
Oh.
Okay, so really change it up again to give people a different aspect. And then, you know, the year after that, we'll see what happens. We have a kind of a special finale at the end with all performers, something a little bit different.
Oh.
They have to choreograph together to get this, all these artists together to do it. Mm-hmm. But it will work, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. And we've got to thank you very much for the tickets for some of our lucky listeners to call in and get a chance to get free tickets. But, of course, those that don't call at the right time can still purchase a ticket. And do you know offhand the ticket prices and how to get them, Ken?
Sure, you can get through Ticketmaster Vancouver. Mm-hmm. The ticket prices are different, ranging from all over Canada. It's around that $60 mark. That's with the extra tickets prices and stuff like that and the HST, whatever else. So, and then we do have a child's price, too. And, again, that's around $35. I believe somewhere's around there. But there is a special price for children 12 and under. And we also have a special price for senior citizens, $5 off, and students.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, that's very reasonable prices for a show of this caliber and in a venue like the venue in Vancouver, the Center for Performing Arts. And you're going to be going east from Vancouver, and that's all on your website.
It is www.bowenarts.com. You can see a video clip of Donbass, and yeah, everything's there. And if anyone knows anyone in Vernon, we're going on to Vernon after Vancouver. We're doing a show there at the Performing Arts Center there. And then we go on from Edmonton and it goes on from there.
Mm-hmm. And that's Bowen Arts is spelled B-O-E-N, right?
So www.bowenarts.com.
Awesome. Okay, well, hopefully listeners will go there. We've also got information on the Nash Holos blog and links to your website so people who are online can get there. And if not, they can get tickets from Ticketmaster, check them in the phone book, and it's October 11th, Vancouver, Center for the Performing Arts. Thank you so much, Ken, for telling us about this, for giving us a sneak preview. We're really looking forward to seeing you and definitely the show. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
And I was speaking with Ken Kachmar of Bowen Arts in Edmonton. That was early in September when both Vancouver and Edmonton were enjoying fabulous weather. And we were talking about their 2011 Cross-Canada Ukrainian Show Tour, Talents of Ukraine. And that's kicking off October 11th at the Vancouver Center for the Performing Arts. We have free tickets to give away to lucky listeners tuning in on next Sunday's show in Vancouver. And that's October 2nd, so get those dialing fingers ready. And I am trying to line up an interview with Inessa Tymochko, the violinist, who will be featured in Talents of Ukraine, and the draw will be right after that interview. Hopefully we'll have it. If not, it'll still be on next Sunday's show, October the 2nd. And for those who tune in to the podcast or to the PCJ International Edition on PCJ Radio, you'll also have a chance to win. Just send me an email to producer@noshholos.com. That's producer@noshholos.com, and I'll enter your name into a draw. Just include your full name and telephone number and let me know where you found out about the contest. The email draw will also be done on October 2nd, and on October 9th, all winners of the call-in as well as the email contest will be announced. Again, that's October the 9th. So good luck.
річка надибала, чоловічка, де ж ти бідо узалась, що до мене вчепилась? Гей, біда, 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 сіла біда під мостом, їдуть люди з хворостом, біда воли нашугала, воли воза поламали. Гей, біда, 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 біда. Їхали старці обозом, та й знайшли біду під возом, били її палицями, не йди, бідо, за старцями. Гей, біда, 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 біда.
And the charming Sashko from his wonderful CD. And Sashko, of course, is the storyteller from Ukraine and the lutenik player, the hurdy-gurdy player who plays many other instruments as well. And that song was Bida, which means misfortune. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and online at am1320.com. In Nanaimo on the PCJ Network Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM or online at chly.ca. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network in over 28 countries. Podcasts are available at nashholos.com as well as at pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. Ну, жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Той, що лише в думці щось будує, він злого нікому не робить, лиш на місці тупцює. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who builds only in his mind does no one any harm, he merely marks time. Well, that about brings us to the end of another program here on Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. So wrapping things up will be the Chuchul Orchestra from Alberta and the Polka in G. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.